You are listening to a UNIE.TV production.
Wake it up! Wake it up! Wake it up! Somebody wake it up! Ooh wee!
Woo
hoo! I'm sorry.
Good morning,
my peoples. Yeah. Hell yeah! That's right on. It is
to you. Shots being fired.
Wake your asses up right now. It is 9:45, and we are here, and we are live. This is the Force of These Morning Show featuring Dr. Beverly Poole, and we are here, man. I know we're a little late today. Sometimes we're on 9, sometimes, hey, things happen. A lot of traffic, things going on out there, but we back. We here. We made it here. Don't worry about it. As long as we're here to talk to y'all and let y'all enjoy us, and we'll enjoy you. Peace out to all our regulars that join us, Tamila, and everybody that's on the line right now.
Hey, Tamila, what's up, baby?
Dawn Brandon in today. Hey, Dawn, Staten Island, what's up, girl? Yes, all our new people coming on. We got a lot of people that joins us each and every Tuesday and Thursday. We are always here live on our Facebook live. We definitely like you guys joining us. Hit some hearts if you're feeling us right now. Put some hearts on the thing if you're feeling us right now. Because we are here, y'all. Yes. I got my New York Knicks stuff on there because I'm a New York Knicks fan. Y'all know the deal. That's how I do. But listen, girl, we got a lot of things to talk about. A lot of celebrity news to talk about. First, we always got to know how, since today's Tuesday, that means the weekend passed. So how was your weekend?
Oh, it was incredible. I was at my cousin's house. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. We had the time of our life. You understand what I'm saying? So what she does is, like, you know, she turned people into VIP.
What?
When they come to VIP, she brings them over to the mansion.
Right on.
Her home. And they actually just let your hair down, have some fun. And I'm telling you, we had some doggone fun. Okay?
Mm.
You ever played the game Taboo?
Taboo.
Yo, that is the most funniest thing. It's certain things that you can't say on the card, and you gotta get everybody on your team to actually know what the hell you're talking about. So she said, I'm gonna tell you how it goes. You can't say these things right here. So one of the name you had to guess was umbrella.
Right.
But underneath, it tells you what you can't say. You can't say the word rain.
Those are big hints right there, right?
Yeah, you can't say all the top hints.
Right.
She says, I'm walking outside and I got this. And we're like, umbrella. She goes, ding, 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 next. And you got to keep going on, you know, stuff like that. And you can pass only once. You can't pass twice.
So it's a one-passer game. Wow.
That's so much fun. I have to get Taboo. Because y'all know I do a lot of things at my house.
Yeah, you love those games.
The games.
Yeah.
Okay. You played the game, right?
Yeah.
Starburst.
That was fun. Release the Starburst.
Oh my God. So much fun.
Yeah,
man.
Yo, I see Gary Grant up here.
Gary Grant! Staten Island's own!
Wow.
You know, Gary Grant of Pebbles, a guy that was in my elementary school.
What?
Middle school, high school, really good friend of mine, man. She drawing pictures of Spider-Man and comic book characters back in the days.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. He made sure. You got that? All right, man. Good. A piece of candy or something, man. But he's a great friend. He plays a lot of instruments right now. And he trains boxing, you know.
Oh, nice.
You know, keeps himself in tip-top shape. Gary, much love, my brother.
Yo, shout out to Family Lamb, Mr. Gomes. What's going on, James Gomes?
Cuz, what's up, cuz? Oh, that's my down south family.
1-2-1-2-1-2.
So
it's an interesting weekend you had in Huffo, huh?
It was very interesting, very beneficial, you know. It's a lot of things. Like, I'm telling you guys, this is the month to, it's called Reset. That's what I'm calling it. You have to reset your mindset, and you must do something every single day. The question that you must ask yourself to bring yourself and your pocketbook to another level is, how can I? That's all you need to know. How can I? That's what you should be asking yourself.
That's a good one.
How can I make some more money? Think about whatever it is that you know how to do and enhance it so you can bring in some money. How can I?
How can I? You hear the words? How can I?
That's it. That's all you need to know. And then manifest. Let's get it popping.
Well, let me say this. This is crazy what I'm about to say.
What's up?
Over the weekend, somebody hacked our Facebook Instagram page.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Somebody hacked the page. I'm going to tell y'all how it happened, so if y'all listening, so it don't happen to y'all. What they do is they send an email, if y'all didn't know already, some of y'all probably know, they send an email to you telling that they're about to shut down your page, right? And they ask you to log in your to verify your username and password. And once you do that,
they just
go in and take over the site. But this is the key riddle. This is very important for everybody to know this. Look, what they do is this. They lock you out of your site, right? Mm-hmm. Like they lock you out of your Instagram, like, right? You try to log in, you can't log in. Then you feel as though Instagram is locking you out. You follow me?
Right.
So you try to log in and say, sorry, you can't log in no more. You're like, oh, shoot. So now they're texting you and all this other stuff. But anyway, the person that was texting us, they was asking for $2,000 in Bitcoins. You give me $2,000 Bitcoins. If you don't, I'm going to shut your site down. I'm going to share all your information, and the whole thing. We opened up another one. And then yesterday, they tried to attack the other one.
What?
Yeah, they attacked the other one yesterday. The new one we opened up.
Oh, my goodness.
We're still fighting to get the other page back, but he's been deleting all our pictures and all our videos.
Man.
Everything off the page. You seen it, right, Steve?
Yeah, I seen it, yeah.
He's down to the nitty-gritty now, right?
Yeah.
So we reported everything. We're just trying to see how soon. I don't know if Instagram can get it back and retrieve all that information back. Y'all think that's possible? They should have it on like a hard drive or something on their memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as backup. But anyway, long story short, somebody called me and told me what you got to do is this. He said, when you can't log in and they hit you like you can't log in, they said delete the Instagram app off your phone and then open it and then install it back on it, the app. And then you'll be able to get back in. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. So they got us. So they got us. We're working on getting our page back. Just it's a lesson for us and a lesson for everybody else. Yes, we got. They knocked our page. We almost had like 30,000 people on that page. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
But good. And they be from like Romania and Turkish and all that stuff. Yeah, they're a bunch of suckers out there.
Yeah, they be calling them too, trying to get your social security number. We all watch them all calls. Yeah, they try all types.
Somebody
called
my phone and she. I was like, delete.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that happened over the weekend, man. But other than that, everything was good. You know, shout out to everybody that's been putting it in. Like I said, when Pepe said something very important, this is definitely it's time to reset. Just think about everything going on around you. Think about, pretty much how you're going to accomplish your goals and make sure you're executing your plan. And like I said, put your best foot forward, keep an eye on your health. Make sure you're drinking enough water because I sure don't be – all the health shit I'm talking about, I still don't be drinking enough water. I drink water, but I didn't get to my gallon yet. I'm trying to get to that gallon.
Oh, you know what you do, Kyle?
What's that?
Can you drink, is it room temperature water or you drink it better when it's ice cold?
I like room temperature.
Me too.
Yeah.
So the quickest way to do that is you get the two tall bottles. Remember those two is like 50 ounces.
Uh-huh.
And you just, two of those, that's it. You good. Or you just get a gallon of the milk jug.
Yeah.
And just fill it with the water and just guzzle it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that. I'm definitely gonna have to bring that water, man. Definitely bring that water with us, man. So y'all, again, you know, before we get into the celebrity news, everybody that's listening right now, if you wanna sponsor the station, sponsor the show, you know, the information is on here. Hit us. We're gonna have some more icons on there tomorrow or Thursday. You wanna donate, sponsor show, anything of that nature, make sure y'all hit us up like that, you know, so we can always promote what you're doing. And keep in mind, we're here for y'all. We're here just to make sure we're entertaining y'all. We're going to get into the celebrity news because we got here a little late, so we're going to just dive right into stuff right now. Anybody want to take the mic and run with it?
Yes.
What you got,
yes,
bro? What you got?
Yes. Surviving R. Kelly, woo! The record. Woo!
Oh my goodness.
It's so MG. Powerful. It's more powerful than the first one. And they said we had to bring you the definite most disturbing news. We had to bring it to you in the second one. No holes barred. They ain't hold nothing back.
So come on. Spill the tea.
First of all, let's start off with Bruce and Carrie. That's Kelly's brothers, right?
Carrie.
Yeah, so one of them is in jail.
Yeah, right? Bruce is in jail.
Bruce is saying that, like, he was going in, and so was Carrie. But Bruce couldn't even continue to go further. What he was saying is that, yeah, you know, they all used to play with this guy, like this. Let me just reword it carefully.
Oh, God.
This guy's name is Mr. Henry. Very old. He basically, all the kids on the block knew Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry was the neighborhood person that you could go talk to if anything is wrong. So Mr. Henry had a lot of secrets. What happened was is that all three brothers was at Mr. Henry's house. Mr. Henry was butt naked. He had on his boxers. Next thing you know, he took them off, and then he had his man piece in his hand. And he was like, they were scared. They were looking at him like, what? And he said, now I'll tell you guys, you mustn't tell no one. And they just tried to get out the house one by one behind another, just running out the house, trying to get out. But Kelly, R. Kelly was in the house more than the one time. So he was molested by Mr. Henry. And they told a mother. And their mother said, you know, the abuse was ranging from age 7, 13, or 14, something like that. So Carrie claimed that Mr. Henry bribed their mother with $5,000 because they called the police and they arrested Mr. Henry. She called the police. They arrested Mr. Henry, but they had to go back to court to testify. He gave the mother $5,000 for her silence about the abuse. And they never talked. Now, what was the problem was that a lot of people in the neighborhood was knowing about everything. But here's the kicker.
What?
That's one thing of like a little small thing that nobody really knew about. Everybody knew about what was going on with R. Kelly, with the girls, but they didn't know about inside stuff like this with Mr. Henry. So it was 48 girls. 48 girls.
Oh, sit at them again.
48 girls and women total has spoken out about being molested as a child in 2012, in 2016 interview, and in 2018, he came out with this song. We talked about it on the air, and the song was I Admit. And that's what his brothers were saying. They saying that Kelly was telling y'all exactly what was going on, because that's how he make his music. He tell what is going on through his music. So wow. One thing that everybody didn't pay attention to, and I'm definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the girls that he was dealing with, ain't nobody say nothing about, well, who braided his hair? What happened with her? Did anything happen with her? Yes, it did.
To who?
The girl who braided his hair. Oh my God.
Who braided? What do you mean who braided his hair?
Remember, R. Kelly used to have braids in his hair.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but the girl is the one who used to braid his hair. So nobody was talking about her. Nobody was saying nothing about her. You know why? Because nobody wanted to hear her story because they was all saying that she was a liar. Well, let me tell you what happened.
Wow. What's
24 years old, she was braiding R. Kelly hair.
Right.
They were saying the people that R. Kelly goes to, let's just say he's at a party.
Mm-hmm.
He can spot a female that has been abused or molested. He's a pro at it. He knows if something is wrong with you because there are so many girls at a party. They're having a good time and everything. He don't go after those girls.
Right.
He go after the quiet ones, the ones that sit in the corner, just sitting by herself drinking or whatever. Maybe she don't look sad, but she's just sitting by herself. He can spot her out. And he spotted this girl out. So let's just talk about the one who did her hair. Mm. Oh, my God. So she wound up having sex with R. Kelly, right?
Right.
She basically talked about, because she was abused. So he talked about his abuse. And what brings them closer to him is because he starts crying, telling about his abuse, how he went through stuff, right?
Right.
So you think that once he's sharing that information with you, you're like, oh my God, you know, he didn't have to tell me that. And for him to tell me that, that's a special thing to them. You understand?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know, that's very, very confidential information. And for him to actually expose that to you, you feel closer than anyone in the world. That's just the bottom line. So Tiffany was 15 years old and she sued R. Kelly. Her name was Tiffany Hawkins. And oh my God. Let me just get to the point because it's very graphic. She gave him oral sex. He grabbed her hair. She had two braids. She had a part down the middle and a braid going down on each side.
Right.
He grabbed her hair, spit in her face seven times.
Woo!
He spit in her face seven times. And she couldn't understand what the hell is going on. Like, what did I do? And then he ejaculated in her face.
Oh, come on.
And she was devastated. She was like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? He was yanking her hair. And the thing about it is that he pulled her hair so bad that it wasn't just grabbing her hair. It just was pulling out her hair.
What the hell is he doing?
This is what he does. He gets into this moment and he was like, and then he was like, you know, he wants you to call him daddy. And she didn't understand what was going on. She was crying. And he was like, go in the effing bathroom and clean your face up. So she was distraught. She went in there. She said her eyelashes were stuck to her face. She said she was trying to understand, like, what just happened. And it just was, like, constantly. So, yo, she said, I'm going to sue R. Kelly. She went to the precinct. She wasn't even thinking about sue. She just wanted to press charges. She said the police officer said, didn't believe her. The investigator didn't believe her. She said, I'm suing him for what he did to me. The lawyers, nobody believed her. This one detective, they ran into the studio because this happened at the damn recording studio. He went into the studio. They raided the studio. Right. Mind you, they took the girl clothes and got rid of her bag that was at the station. They got rid of it. And they couldn't find nothing.
Right.
They didn't believe her story. The police ain't believe her. But they found nothing. So the detective called her. He says, we don't see nothing here. We don't believe you. You got to give me something. They had already walked out of the station, out of the recording station. He said, you got to give me something. She took a deep breath. She didn't want to go this route. And she told him, go back in the station by the piano. There's a bottle of pills, and she called the names of the pills. Do you not know he ran back?
Hello.
And to prove that she was there, the pills were sitting right there on the table. He said, we got him.
God.
We got him. Because everybody kept saying,
right,
we don't know who this person is. We don't know her.
Right.
Then they went in the back and dumped her and found all her clothes.
All the clothes?
All her stuff, her bag and everything. And everybody had to go back and change their story.
Let me call you back when I go for
it. Wow.
Thank you.
That's crazy. That's definitely crazy.
Yeah, man.
R. Kelly, boy, man, it's way over, not over for you yet, buddy.
You can't say his name. You can't call out his name. He's not happening. Don't call his name. He will beat you like you stole something.
Wow, so when did that come on? This weekend?
No, this week. It started last week.
I didn't even know that.
Last week. And let me tell you something. It was 6 episodes all piled in 3 days.
What? It was on what network?
Lifetime.
Yeah.
It's very graphic. And remember the mother who went to go find her daughter?
Yeah.
And ran out with her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
She did the interview too. She did the interview. And she said that she, you know, they were like sisters. Her and Jocelyn, they're like sisters. And she said they grew a bond, you know. And she said R. Kelly snatched her hair out. That's why her hair is short with the blonde in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because he was like, yo, what happened to your hair? She was like, that's what you did. You snatched my hair. He got mad. She was like the rebellious one out of all of us. She just was hard-headed. She wouldn't listen. So it was a lot of things that happened with her, more in detail.
But they still denying it, right?
Who's denying it?
Jocelyn.
Yeah, Jocelyn, but not her. She told the whole story. She even
is she the other one that was with them when the story with Gail King?
No. She's the one that was in the hotel. She was in the hotel and the mother had the camera crew to come get her.
Yeah.
And she escaped with her and brought her back. That's her. And then she left her mother and went back. And she said they were sitting in the car. R. Kelly was sitting in the car. He started laughing. And he was like, I'm not going to do nothing to you, you know, because she could get away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she said she stayed there. She went with her sisters or whatever. And her brother and her are very close. And he was graduating. She said, I promise you, I'm going to be back for your graduation. So she said to R. Kelly, can I go back? And he told her, no, you can't go back. So she knew, listen, I can't do this to my brother. She never made it to the graduation, but she left and she went back. It was very emotional. She said it's a lot of things that went on, you know, peeing and locking her in the room, peeing.
She's pretty much mentally, traumatically messed up in the head.
A little bit, because she got it together. But she said that she lay down and she go to sleep, she closed her eyes, she could see R. Kelly. She could see R. Kelly. And, you know, what it is that these girls, they get, if you don't have the love at home, let me just say this. If you as men have daughters and you are not giving your daughters like allowances, if you're not really talking to your daughter, she's just there, if you don't have a close bond, your daughter is searching for love. So let me just say this. You can say, I love you to your daughter like every single day, right? But when they're young, you got to make them appreciate things that they do in their life, right? You got to make them feel so special because as a little girl, you want your father. Yes, you want your mother, but you really want your father's love,
right?
If you don't give your kids like an allowance for doing something in a week, a young guy, another guy in his 20s may come along and say, hey, pretty girl, you know, and everything. He gains your trust slowly.
Right.
Then he give you a little $20. $20 is like $2 million to somebody who ain't getting nothing.
That's right.
If you're not getting nothing, somebody could come along and sweep your child away. And now it's hard to fight to get your child's love back the way that you're supposed to have it because your child is more into, you know, this older guy.
Exactly.
And that's how it was back in the days in the 70s. guys used to get high, but they was giving these young girls money, and they was actually having them out there become prostitutes. Getting them all drugged up, beating them up, and stuff like that. So you gotta pay close attention. I'm telling to the men, you gotta pay close attention.
All right, so look, so let's keep moving. Look, I want, you know, I'm gonna tell you, you know, R. Kelly, all I can tell you, man, is God, you know.
And you know, one of them, you know, one of the young ladies, he made a suicide pact. He says, "You really love me? You really?" He embedded into their head. If anything should happen to me and I go to jail, you must kill yourself.
I gotta say this one more thing connected to that. I think all the security guys, R. Kelly guys, should be questioned, prosecuted in jail. Because they knew all this was going on, and they, you know, they just let it go on and know that this was definitely traumatizing to these women, and they kept it going on, just being a yes man to R. Kelly. I think they need to be prosecuted also.
Well, you know, the girl who, she's the one who brought Dominique to R. Kelly. That's her name, Dominique Gardner. That's the one that was actually, her mother went to rescue her. Dominique Gardner. But yeah, she felt bad because she brought Dominique to R. Kelly. But she's the one that was supposed to kill herself.
Right.
And she told R. Kelly, she says, she said at one point she really was gonna kill herself. She said she really was to end her life. Mm. She said when she was with him, she was really ready to take her own life because Rob was everything to her. Rob was her life.
Just didn't have to go down like that. All right, we got 50 Cent and Starz plan, you know, Starz, the network Starz,
right,
plan to sue French Montana over power leak. He leaked some information about Power that he's not supposed to. 50 Cent is about to get even against his hip-hop nemesis, rapper French Montana. According to multiple people in the Know the Starz Network and Curtis 50 Cent Jackson are preparing to launch a lawsuit against French, the copyright infringement, French leaked an entire scene from the latest episode of Power. In an attempt to get back at 50, French taped an entire scene of the top-rated TV show and illegally leaked it onto Instagram, and he's going to have to pay for that, according to Starz and 50 Cent.
Wow.
One person who, with knowledge of the happenings at Starz, told MTO News, "What French did was outrageous and illegal. We're going after him," the insiders continued. "It's pretty cut and dry for a legal standpoint. He's going to have to pay millions for this. And even if French doesn't have the millions to pay, he has a lot of new assets that the network and 50 Cent can go after."
How he did that?
We don't know. It says French and 50's latest squabble started when French posted a used 2008 Bugatti that he bought. 50, who recently bought the 2020 version of the same car for $4 million, started flowing French over his second-hand purchase. Imagine if 50 gets French Bugatti out of the lawsuit, the trolling will be endless. Mm. So that's what's going on, man. French is in a lot of trouble, man.
But yo, shout out to Shaquille O'Neal, man. Y'all heard about that?
No. What's going on?
Shaquille O'Neal lends a helping hand in New York City. Two separate scary incidents. It says two big names stepped up in a big way to help two people who found themselves in separate emergency situations. Shaquille O'Neal and Andrew Cuomo. In a wild coincidence, Monday in New York City, both the NBA Hall of Famer and Governor of New York came upon a couple of scary incidents, jumped into action to help out. Shaquille was driving through the East Village when he noticed a woman passed out on the ground. He hopped out of his car along with a few other caring citizens, helped stop traffic, and waited for the woman until the ambulance arrived. We're told the woman may have been diabetic and fainted in the crossway. Lord have mercy. Meanwhile, on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, Governor Cuomo was leaving an event for a better New York and he came across a vehicle involved in an accident. He probably helped cut the passenger out of the seatbelt, as you can see in the video, and helped pull the guy out to safety. Fortunately, it seems that like both of them are going to be okay, thanks to assistance from Shaq and Cuomo. Go ahead, Shaq and Cuomo. You know what I mean? They stepped up in a big way. That's what I'm talking about. You know, step into action. Make something happen. I'm going to tell y'all, did anybody see that? It's a series. My sister Gwen put me on this series. It's called Snowfall. You seen that?
Yeah, Snowfall. Yeah,
yes.
y'all see that?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know this.
What?
The star actor.
Yeah.
Is British.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I can see the little British in him. He got one tip of a stiffness in him. You know what I mean? I can tell he got one stiffness in this.
Look,
my sister told me. Look, I'm talking to my sister Gwen. Shout out to Gwen. She said, yeah, we talking, blah blah blah. She said, you ever seen Snowfall? I said, what the hell is that? You know, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I said, no, I didn't see that. She said, just you get a chance, look at it. So I went back and looked at it. I was looking at it before. Right. Then I went and I said, let me check it out. I said, okay, this is kind of interesting. I mean,
right.
And I said,
yeah, you can't turn off the TV.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning now. Oh shoot! I'm like, yo, what's going on with this? So you know, I'm just let's fast forward. I'm up to season 2, number 2.
Oh my!
I'll pass you, huh?
No, I already watched it.
Black. Is it the third season or is it the second season?
It's going with the third season.
Okay,
it's 3 seasons now.
It's gonna be the new one because the suit. I didn't see.
Is y'all kind of stunned how this crack epidemic started?
No, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It make you go back. You be like, yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you the most hypocritical hypocrisy stuff you can ever think about.
What?
Is the government selling the crack?
Yes.
Selling the drugs to fund these. You know what I mean? These renegade armies and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people doing light, and the government was actually selling. The government sold. I don't think people could keep up with the amount of keys the government sold already.
I can't put it past them. I would not put it past them. They want to get into the game so bad. You understand?
I'm talking about, look, they was in the game before a lot of. Other cultures really got. They was deep in the game with the cartels, man.
Hoover.
But you know what? It's worse now.
Yeah.
That's why they legalized marijuana.
Oh my God! But yeah, that Snowfall was deep, man. It was
deep, yeah, man.
That dude, you can't tell me that little dude Franklin, a bad boy. He's bad.
He's smooth with it.
He's a little enterprising, and he's from Britain. He's from England.
British.
Yo,
let me tell you, I seen him on Jimmy Kimmel show.
Right.
And he says, yes, I had to get Dub C from Westside Connection to teach me the L.A. lingo. And he was my teacher. They had him teach me for weeks to get my voice to sound like it from the West Coast.
But I'm going to tell y'all, even though he's from England, y'all.
He got it.
If y'all see Top Boy.
Top Boy.
Look at your face. Look at your face, Pooh.
I always see that on there.
Top Boy?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see Top Boy. Top Boy is better than Snowfall all that time.
Yo, you ever watch the FBI?
No, I didn't see that.
Yo, you gotta watch FBI.
Yeah?
Episode after episode. I'm like this. Oh my God.
The TV now is ridiculous, right?
You know what it is too? When you don't have to see the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the best thing. Because you go to the next season.
Listen, I'm telling y'all right now, Top Boy is on the top of the charts on that Netflix.
Really?
No, look, I said on the top of the charts.
Really?
It's like the England Wire. Just remember I said that.
Yeah. Woo!
So when you see these actors from England, Britain, After you see Top Boy, you were like, okay, I get it now. You know, they can relate. They definitely can relate.
Yo, they crazy in England. And
they can relate.
People are sleeping, though.
Yeah, I was shocked over Top Boy.
I mean, looking at this, should I watch this? Now I'm gonna watch it. Now I'm gonna watch it.
Wow.
How many seasons is it?
I think they're up to three now. But I think two seasons. The first season was like, yo, is they really doing it like this? But the second season is retarded.
There's another show too with Morris Chestnut. I forgot the name of it. Now, this series is nasty too.
Yeah?
What? I don't watch, yo, I'm telling you. But Sean be on it. Sean be like, yo, you gotta watch this. Now he got me watching The Witcher. You seen The Witcher?
Mm-mm. Nah.
Oh, The Witcher.
Doing something else. Oh, The Witcher. Oh, The Witcher. Sean Perry, y'all to the break of the door.
Hey, Sean. I don't even watch regular TV no more. It's crazy.
Nah.
I gotta go to the DVR, though.
Yeah, so what else we got? What else we got, y'all? What else
yo,
keep running?
Yo. Let's talk about power.
Power! Hold on. Did they put the end?
I heard first. Oh,
yeah,
first,
yeah.
Hold on. Who seen it?
Me!
So Ghost is not dead.
Where you get that from?
No, I'd say, you seen it?
I seen it.
Okay.
So is Ghost dead?
So let me just tell you.
Okay.
10, 9.
So I was a little confused because I was like, why are they going? They started it like as if they just left it, like last week before last. And I was like, what's going on? Yo, that Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Dre didn't do it. So I'm going to tell you that right now. We already know. Dre did not do it. So that's where they're at. Dre went to go kill him because Tate was like, yo, you need $100,000. I need you to kill Ghost. I need you to kill St. Patrick today because he's going to announce he's a running mate. I can't have him do that. He said, oh, yeah. And I need the money, too. He went, first of all, I didn't even know Dre had a mother.
Yeah, his mother. Yeah, I seen that part.
His mother.
You know he's from Africa, right?
Yeah, he's from Africa.
Okay.
Yo, that's so crazy.
Nigeria.
Yo, Dre snuck in his house. First of all, he was locked up. James St. Patrick put a hit on Dre in the jail. He set Dre up, remember, with the guy to get killed. Dre went to jail. He got locked up. When he got locked up, Ghost got homeboy a phone. The two guys that used to be down with Tommy.
Remember, Tommy, yeah. The other dude with the glasses and the other dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, do you not Jimmy Cricket?
Yeah, Jimmy Cricket, yeah. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. Yo, everybody doing the Kashi 6ix9ine. I just want you to know in the movie. So Ghost got him a phone.
Mm-hmm.
He on the phone. He's like, who's this? He was like, you still got my watch? He said, oh, yeah, what's up? He said, yo, I'm going to take care of your family. He said, take care of my family. He said, however long you're in there, I'll make sure your family is good. So he told him, he said, well, I need my man family. He said, I'll take care of him, too. You got nothing to worry about. I need you to. Dead Dre. Said, say no more. So Dre's sitting in the lunchroom. He's sitting there. He's watching everybody. Homeboy walking in. That's a boy that Dre and him grew up with. But you know, he used to be down with Dre, and Dre was like talking real raggedy to him. He ain't forget none of that. They passed him the shank. Dre decided, I'm going to start a war inside the jail. He starts a war inside the jail. Wind up being, you know, it's real crazy. They actually take him out, and he gets to sit down with the police officer, the detective, the female detective. And she said, I need something on Jameson St. Patrick. He's like, I ain't got nothing. And she was like, yeah, you got something. You know, maybe you can tell me something about Terry. And he's like, I don't know nothing about Terry. It's like, she said, you don't know nothing about him.
That's not, I seen that. What you talking about?
No. She said, you don't know nothing. He said, yeah, I was there. I seen him. She got him out, right?
I remember all that. I seen all that. I seen that before. Yeah.
No, because he went back to jail.
Okay.
She got him out.
Terry Silver.
The one they dead and then left in the car.
Right.
In the airport.
They needed something. So he said, yeah, I was there. He was at the house. He says, at the house or in the parking garage? He said, yeah, the parking garage. Yeah, I seen him do that. So he said, I'll say whatever the fuck you want me to say. You just need to get me out of here today. Because he going to die in there if he stay. She gets him out. He goes see Tate. Tate say, here's $100,000. You need to do this today. He was like, yeah, but you don't get the whole amount. You only get half. He was like, no, you're going to give me all. He was like, you think I'm stupid? You think I'm, because I brought all this suit that I don't know how you roll? He was like, I don't care how you think I roll. But what I'm telling you, you need something done today. And I need all that today. Why? Because he went to go rob his mother's house to steal the jewelry. And while he was in there, she pulled the gun on him. Click, click. She goes, I should kill you because you're just a devil. And he said, you've been telling me that all my life. All my life you've been telling me I'm a devil and I ain't nothing because I stole a piece of candy. Yo, he snatched the gun from his mother, put the gun back in her face. And she was like, I don't understand. I don't know why God put a demon seed in me for you. I don't understand. What did I do to get a demon? I don't know. And then he threw the gun down, left with her jewelry, right? Because he tried. He went to the church first to ask her for the money. She said no. He gets back and shows him. He gets in the car. Him and the girl, they supposed to be going somewhere.
But she's from British London.
She's from, she wants to go back to London. He said, I'm not doing it. So she said, well, let's go to Vegas, whatever. But she's telling him we got to go.
She's the one got his baby.
Yeah. She the one got his baby. So he said, this is all I got. Mind you, we go back to Tate. Tate winds up giving him the $100,000. He gets back in the car. He said, we did it, babe. We did it. But he told him, he said, you're going to have to kill St. Patrick if you don't do it. Because he got Dre's name changed and license plate. He got all that. He said, if you don't do it, he said, all of this, everybody's going to be looking for this person with your new identity. So he said, okay, let's go. His girl is like, let's get out of here. Let's go. He's driving. He said, yep, let's go. Let's go. He's driving. And then he says, he busts a U-turn. She goes, what are you doing? He says, I got to do this. He goes back to the Club Truth. He walks in the back door. As he walking in, he takes out the Glock. He click it, click, click, put the bullet in the chamber, ready for shooting. He walks inside. He hears, pow! He's like, what the hell? And then he hears the body drop. He said, oh, my God. He walks back out, and the detective is coming in, the female detective. Because mind you, the female detective had the feds take him so that he could be in protective custody until he testified. He got out of there saying that he had to pee and ran. So she's, like, disgusted with that. But when she see him coming out the building, the first thing he do, which is a mistake, he knocks her out. He punched her so hard in her eye, she out for the count. Get in the car and run. Now they leaving. He goes to the gas station. He goes inside. The picture comes on the news while he's paying for the stuff. James St. Patrick that was supposed to actually run tomorrow is dead.
So he's dead then.
Then he walks out and the daughter and the girlfriend is in the car and they like, and then you see the police coming. She said, run! She's like, run!
Bentley is so into this. I think everybody that's listening, we're gonna do story time at 10:15 with Bentley. If you can see her face, I know y'all seeing her face. She looking. I'm looking at her. Look at her right there. Look. Run!
Yeah. All the police come out. And what they do, they lock him up, take him back inside. So somebody dies on episode one. That's all I'm
saying. Now listen.
Hold it. They died? You know they died?
Yeah.
Now listen.
It wasn't Dre, was it?
I can't tell you.
Listen to me. Listen.
Oh, listen. So was the damn whole episode.
I'm just making sure I'm not crazy. I think the one that French Montana leaked was Dre in jail. Uh-huh. The dude with the glasses and the other guy burned him up.
Ooh.
Am I right?
Yeah. I just told Khalil that I wasn't telling him what happened.
Is that what happened?
You told the whole damn episode. Don't just leave that little crumb out. Like
that's the major point.
Run!
That makes you want to go in. Like, I can see what happened. Now you know.
All right, so the next promotional video will be done by... So hold on. So is that the leak that French Montana put out?
I don't know.
So, Omar, what's up, boy?
But that's exactly... Did you hear him say that?
What, French Montana?
No, 50 Cent is on the social media. French Montana leaked one of the episodes of Power.
Yeah, but he didn't tell you which episode.
Right. So how did you know about him get burnt?
Like, I seen the show. I watched it.
Did it happen in the show?
Yes. How did you know?
I seen it somewhere. So that happened on the first episode?
Yes.
That he burnt him up in the cell?
Yes. Burnt him alive.
Wow. So Dre is out. So Dre is out of Power now.
He out.
Yeah, he got another job somewhere.
He burnt up to the crisp.
So they're getting ready to guess. So St. Patrick is gone. Dre's gone. I wonder who's next.
It's all grinding down to his son being the boss.
Yeah.
Tommy didn't really have no appearances on that last show. Am I right?
Which show?
The first episode, the one he was not really on it at all.
He was there.
So they showed him one time, like, it
was some secret scrolls.
He was there. Yes, I know, because I was on the scene. He was there.
I said we gotta watch. I called you, Stevie.
When?
I spoke to you, remember?
You said about the R. Kelly thing.
I said, and watch Power. You said, yep, and watch Power.
I fell asleep. I don't know what the hell.
Wow.
I gotta rewatch. That's why I know some of the stuff you're saying because I watched it, but I dipped off a little bit.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see the next one. And then they have, you know, Confidential, Power Confidential.
Now Power certain, like Tariq,
right,
got a real thick mustache. Like,
no, hold on. Good morning. Welcome to the. Hold on, sir. Hold on, please. Somebody's calling in. Let's see who's calling in. Oh, good morning, and welcome to the Force D's Morning Show featuring Dr. Beverly Poole.
Two more times.
Dr. Beverly Poole.
What the hell?
What's going on? Yeah. Is this Kaboom?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Kaboom, Happy New Year!
Yeah, same
to
you,
Pat.
Same
to you. I was telling that Tariq had a real thick Billy D. Williams mustache. I got older.
That was y'all, man. What's happening, y'all, man? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. Pebbly was giving us a
rundown.
A rundown. No, matter of fact, Pebbly told us the whole episode.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stop her, but she
just left out of party. And here comes Stevie.
Run, Dre, run! I'm like,
Hey, Carlo, first of all, how you missed the first episode, man? That's one. You and Steve.
No, I seen it. I fell asleep on something, man. I don't know. I was eating something. I fell asleep.
Which one is it? Listen, that doesn't sound too good. He said, I was eating something, and I fell asleep. There's only one thing that you could have been eating.
No, that don't put you to sleep.
Hey, go past.
What's up?
You see what's happening now, right?
Yeah, man.
Are you kind of figuring it out now?
Yes.
All right.
So hold on. So
dropping one by one.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know. So we already know somebody gonna take Tommy out. We already know that, right?
No.
Well, I don't know about that.
Tommy is gonna get the shocker is gonna change everybody when they take Tommy out. Tommy's gonna be taken out on the next episode.
Tommy ain't playing no games.
Let me ask you something. Let's act like we viewers, we're watchers and lawyer fans.
Right.
Would it not be like a shocker or like a real, if Tommy get taken out, you're like, whoa, what the hell?
No.
You don't think it'd be a shocker if Tommy got taken out?
No.
Not because of the way he's.
All right, listen. I'm gonna mute both of y'all. Warren, Kaboom, I was really dependent on you saying, yeah, you're right, but now you gotta get muted. Beverly, you get muted. Anyway, that's the whole goddamn episode. Hey,
Lil, they already got the characters, man, for the next
Yeah, Mary J. Blige, everybody in deck. They on deck right now, man.
Oh
yeah,
man.
But the son is gonna be Ghost, man.
Yeah,
he's gonna be Ghost in the. I can't call it a sequel. I would say a prequel. But
right, prequel.
They got.
JJ.
Is that why? Is that why Tariq got the big mustache? Was he gonna be new Ghost? The big.
Yeah, I don't know about the mustache, man.
He got a thick mustache?
Don't listen to Steve. He's making stuff up. Wait, he's making shit up as we go along. The old, this episode is older.
Like, no.
No, but Tariq is, you know, you ever seen a gun that have the, it's like a scope up here, yeah, and another bullet come out here and another one come out the bottom? That's what he's
doing. Who?
Tariq.
Let me tell you something. I gotta say something about Tyrese. Yo. On real, yo, Warren.
Yeah.
You know, we know Tyrese out Staten Island, brother, because he's from Staten Island. But let me tell you right now, man, he definitely got that.
He was from the Harbor too, right?
The Harbor, yeah. David Jacobs, say, oh, that's that family. That's his brother's
son. The grandson.
His grandson, yeah, his brother. That's his brother's. David Jacobs, their uncle. Because
Michael Jacob, his brother,
see, Michael Jacob got two twin sons, Michael and Marlon, and that's Michael's son. Tariq is Michael's son. His son's Michael Jr. Hey, check it out. Tariq definitely got that gangster face. He may be a good ghost because he got that little mean face. Everybody always hates him.
He's a ghost, I'm telling you.
Everybody already hate him, so it's gonna be a good transition, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's about them growing up from the beginning instead of, you know what I'm saying, what we're watching now. So they're gonna show from the beginning all the way up to, you know, season six or whatever.
Oh, going back in the day. I don't mean to get off for a quick second. I gotta give a shout out. This is a major shout out, Carlo. Gotta give a shout out to Shaheem. The rugged child just came home.
Word.
He just did seven joints. Man, just came home, man. You know what I mean?
He's home?
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. I thought he had a little longer than that, man.
Me but, too.
I thought he had 12. That's what I thought he had 12.
He's home now?
Come on.
I think it was about, seven years or something like that, man.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I think he was down that long, man.
Yeah. So
listen, anybody that's locked up, you can get a job driving the transit bus.
I'm hoping maybe we'll
they give jobs to people who came who was incarcerated to drive the bus. Get your CDL license.
It'll be dope if Wu-Tang can add them on somehow. You know, today, you know.
Well, man. Hopefully, man, everything that he went through, Steve, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit is getting over with, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Especially with him coming home now. So hopefully, man, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got to get back out in the streets, man, to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to leave that.
That's the problem I don't like about it.
Yeah. You just got to leave the streets alone, man. You know, he ain't trying to go back.
Yeah.
But big challenge, Shaheem.
I mean, I don't want to put the fingers out there, but that was all over a beat or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and hopefully he's home now. That shit is dead and he can go on with his life. But right, who knows, man, that's the streets.
Let me tell y'all what happened. Can I tell y'all what happened?
Yeah.
So this cannibal guy, 50 years old, is accused of cutting off and eating testicles from a man named Kevin Bacon, 25, after he hung him upside down and slit his throat. The body of 25-year-old Kevin Bacon was found inside the Bennington Township home of murder suspect Mark Lutensky, 50 years old, on December 28th. Bacon's roommate told police she last saw him alive on the evening of December 24th as he was leaving their home to meet up with the man from Grinder. New court documents obtained by Michigan Live revealed the horror awaiting hairdresser inside the Lutensky's apartment. Lutensky admitted to killing Bacon by stabbing him in the back and slitting his throat late Christmas Eve or early Christmas morning. Bacon was found dead hanging from the ceiling naked, where he had been suspended with a rope tied around his ankles for nearly 4 days. Lutensky then reportedly admitted to officers he also used the murder weapon to cut off Bacon's testicles and later ate them.
Hey, Warren, when you ain't talking, put your phone on mute, all right?
Wow.
But that's crazy, man. But like, who the hell is this dude?
He's a cannibalism, you know, into stuff like that. But here's the problem, you know, people in these little towns, you don't know who's who. Your neighbor.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Warren.
Yeah, man.
Somebody got some back. You got to mute your phone. Somebody got to mute it because you got some back drop coming to the speaker.
You hear my TV?
Yeah. Just mute the phone when you ain't talking. That's all.
Cut the Simpsons off, man. Hit the Simpsons in there.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Dad.
Hey, Mark.
So they agreed to let they agreed to let this, you know, the cops search the home and admit it. He admitted. He's go ahead, search the home, but I'm gonna let you know right now. Stabbed him in the back, slit his throat. Christmas Eve, early morning. Bacon was found dead upside down in the house. It's so crazy because the one person that you think is all right is this person. You know, like last night I seen y'all ever seen Alex? Alex, is it Alex Cross? That's with Tyler Perry.
Yeah, the dude. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's evil dude. Man.
Oh my God. But you know, the thing that's crazy is that's what people are doing.
It's crazy. But on some other news, the baby, y'all heard about the baby that got locked up, break the silence, and he got locked up in Miami. The rapper, the baby, because he's one of the biggest rappers right now. I'm going to read that, then I'm going to read about YG real quick, because YG got in Europe, somebody stole $400,000 for jewelry from him at the hotel. Who would leave $400,000? I know he had locked up in something, but I'll be damned. Well, okay. Jail stink won't break my spirit. This is the baby. Baby is brushing off his 24 hours in Miami-Dade County Jail. He says nothing can stop him on his path to success. The rapper just broke his silence on his brief jail stint after being arrested last week for allegedly beating up a concert promoter who allegedly shorted him $10,000 on his fee, telling this fan he's innocent and he's vowing to win any lawsuit that could potentially come his way. To whom it may concern, please stop talking to me about that weak-ass 48 hours I spent in jail and that failed attempt to break my spirit and interrupt the path I'm taking to my God-given success. This is what the baby put on Instagram. That was dope. You got to give him that. That was dope. Yeah. He posted that up there. Baby calls his 24 hours behind bars weak, and he said he's still focused on making his music and his money. He warns his supporter not to be misled and says he forgives anyone who rushed to judgment. As we report, the concert promoter allegedly owed Baby $30,000 for a performance, but only showed up with 20 Thursday afternoon. And when the Baby crew allegedly beat him up, you see how Cass is doing it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You sure?
Where's my money at?
Yeah, look, they're showing pictures outside of the promoter on the floor, knocked out. You know what I mean? The Baby's crew allegedly beat him up, doused him with apple juice, and stole $80 in credit card and an iPhone 7. The Baby was charged with battery, but not robbery, and says now the allegations are false. But let me just tell y'all something. I don't know if this really happened, but I got respect for my man if they came at that promoter like that. So this is a warning to all you punk-ass promoters out there, you bottom feeders. Let me tell you something. Be careful with playing with people's paper because, you know, everybody's not nice and everybody's not that nice artist you want to smile and shake their hand with and, you know, like you give a whole bunch of compliments and soup them up. Oh, I like your music and this and that. Yeah. And don't follow up with your agreement. It's not going to happen like that, Playboy. Shout out to the baby on that. I'm glad. Baby represent.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
The promoter
should have
got beat up for having an iPhone 7.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, they should have crushed it, man. But yeah, promoter, I'm going by if it's fact.
He's
going
to get shorted with an iPhone 7.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We wasn't there. We don't know what happened, but if it happened the way it was read, you know, please be clear that, you know, some of these promoters, you know, slow down. Let's go to YG, the rapper YG. That's my man, YG. YG reports, YG reports over $400,000 in jewelry stolen. Lord have mercy. YG claims that nearly $500,000 in bling was taken right under his nose and cops are on the case. Law enforcement tell TMZ that the rapper filed a police report Monday in L.A. for grand theft, telling police over $400,000 in personal jewelry had recently been jacked from his hotel room at the London. And by recently, we mean almost an entire week earlier. We're told YG claims sometimes between 11 p.m. on New Year's Eve and 11 a.m. the next morning. A briefcase containing high-priced pieces has been placed on top of the safe was a little lighter than usual. YG told police he noticed the missing valuables on January 1st, but for some reason he didn't get around to making an official report until 5 days later. Boom, boom. Anyway, so police no suspects has been identified in the case yet. We're told YG noted that he had people coming in and out of his room that night. Makes sense. It's a big holiday after all. That said, our sources said detectives will be looking into possible surveillance footage in and around the area to see if they can spot anything in addition to their usual investigatory methods. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Would you believe this? Somebody takes a $500,000 of a jury from you. Who do you have around you? It's very important.
Yeah, no, it's the staff.
You know, it probably was the staff who it just always lets you know. You know, I tell a story to a lot of people this. I tell it, Johnny Rat, the O is in the building. Sing, sing. We see you. We see you. Sing, sing. We see you. Sing, sing in the building.
Yeah.
I always tell, it's a cat, you know. He's from Queens, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His name Big Will, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Big Will.
Yeah. We had ran into an incident upstate New York one time. I don't even know the location. But we had ran into a situation where a promoter didn't want to pay. We had to turn him upside down and shake everything out of him. But Big Will is big, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Shake him out the window?
No. We had him in the street. Big Will is Will. I gave the dude benefit of the doubt. I said, yo, man, just let us know. He had us in the hotel waiting. So finally, my man Will came through and said, yo, what would it look like? I said, yo, I just gonna see if he really, you know, mm-hmm. trying to three-card Molly us, you know what I mean? So he went there. he had nobody in the club. Then I said, yo, I said, all that's cute, ponytail wigs, all that, B. I said, yo, where's our balance at, B? You know what I mean? I said, where's our balance at, B? And he's like, blah, 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 blah. I looked at Will looked at me. Will's a big dude. Will grabbed him a little bit, and we had him upside down in the middle of the street, shaking him.
I believe it.
Shaking him. And the point that I'm making is like this, look, stop playing with people. But going back to what I was trying to say, the lesson, when you got people around you, it's like, my man Will, you know, we would chop it up all the time. And he had told me, he said, yo, this collar, this is what you do. So you around people you really don't know, and you're trying to build a relationship with them you really don't know. He said, this is what you do. He said, works for me all the time.
Wow.
He said, yo, you know, get a couple of drinks with them. He said, drop a little $100 bill on the floor, on some like, you know, on like slide $100 bill on the floor, and just walk off like, you know what you call it. He said, they pick it up and don't say nothing. You already know what it is. You know what I mean?
I'm knocking them out.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you pick it up and you don't say nothing,
no,
I'm not walking out the club wherever I'm at.
No, watch this. Look, it's a fake $100 bill.
Okay. That's a little different story.
It's a fake $100 bill. Look like a $100 bill. He said, first, he gave me a run. I said, what they do? So we said, when you turn around, they put their feet on it, and, like cover it up. He said, first, you got to be clear that you make it. Let the money fall out your pocket. They know it fell out your pocket. You didn't know it fell out your pocket. You know, they said, put it right in your pocket. Like you taking something out your pocket, like, you know, you talking and let it fall on the floor and make sure you notice they know that it fell on the floor. So, you know, and then you just get up, yo, let's go over there. And then they get up and you see them put their feet on it. Mm-hmm. Or you see them put their feet on it, pick it up. You say, you already know what it is. You know what I mean?
I'm still knocking them out.
Huh?
I'm still knocking them out. That means you have a hidden agenda about me. Like,
no, constantly. But watch this, look. I said, yo, Will, that's what you did to me. That nigga dropped $100 bill on the floor when I first met him. I kid you not.
You gave it to him?
Of course. I said, you like that, playboy? You dropping money. I said, you the money man. You dropping money all day. He said, what you doing? I said, that's you on the floor. He said, what? He picked it up. 2 hours later, he said, yo, you my brother. He said, you my brother. I said, what you talking about? He said, yeah, I just, you know, trust me. I said, oh, shoot, I said, you trying to set me up. He said, well, look, he made it clear. You don't know who your people is, man.
You don't.
You know what I mean?
You don't. They could rob you all day saying X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You be with people, hanging with you. Things happen, they run.
Yeah.
So you just got to know who is who. You ain't going to tell them yourself. Said, that's number
one. Wow. Man, shout out to Ed Smith. We'll see you at Meet Smith in the morning. What's going on with you?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, check this out. In 2007, a six-year-old Richard Chiptibia went missing along with his mother.
What?
Yeah. So his father was distraught and couldn't believe that his son had disappeared. He realized that only way to find his son was to get the police involved. So it's a nice, cute little boy. You know, he went on and put the detectives on it and everything. Next thing you know, they found the little boy 2 years later. Guess where they found the little boy at?
Where, who?
Behind his grandmother's wall.
Damn, that's some ruthless people here.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But you know what, that, you know, that goes into, I think we had a brief conversation about this last week. And even when you, when you talk about, it's like you could see different things evolve in people. Like when you're watching these movies like Ghost, like Power, when you're watching, think about it, not even Snowfall is a good one. Mm. Snowfall tells you how Benjamin evolved to becoming a sociopath.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
You know, from somebody who was, what you call, you know, the environment he brought up, now he's beginning to have no empathy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, and that's the environment. That's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. A psychopath is born with no empathy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can see that he pretty much was just like, you know, going to certain situations just made him cold. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then the flip side of it, I'm like, I see when the ice cream truck coming, he's still buying the kids ice cream.
Right.
So that's kind of like crazy, but that means he's still evolving into that. You know what I mean? Yeah. To the point where he's just going to become colder and colder and colder. And it's just like, you know, it's just like, what can you do? That's that. He just went on the other side, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's so scary is that, you know, even the kids in your home, you know, y'all got to pay attention to your kids. Ain't no locking no door in your home. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Kids should not lock their door in your home. You don't know what's going on at home. I'd be like, hey, no locking no doors up here. These my nephews and cousins come on, they want to lock the door. I was like, y'all can't come over no more. They was like, why? I was like, there's no locking the doors. And I'm like, we ain't no auntie either. Ain't no locking the doors. You know, that's something. Is there something that you need to tell me that why you locking the doors? Is something going on at home? You can tell auntie. They all want to come and tell auntie everything. Y'all can come and tell auntie everything.
I know some kids like to lock the door because I think a lot of times when they watching TV, I'm just using that, not all, I'm just using, this is not, you know, some of them, of course, are locking the door for crazy other reasons. So I know some of them lock the door because they don't like the parents coming in, you know, interrupt them while they watching their TV or their games or stuff like that. Take out the guy. What are you going to? Did I tell you to clean, wash the dishes? Leave it alone, lock the door. I'm asleep, leave it alone.
That's a big, regardless. Teenagers always get caught. Regardless, like you said.
I see, what a movie I see, some guy said, I forgot the damn thing.
Like, what's the apple? What's the American Pie? Movies like
that. Yeah, tell
your
people.
Hey, Kalil, can I give a big shout out to Dave Chappelle for winning the Mark Twain Award? That's like the highest prize, American humor. He wasn't down
really
yet.
He
had a lot of big stars there.
You know, I'm not down him. Congratulations.
You don't think he's funny?
No, I just think he was too much funny than certain people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, I'm going to tell you, that dude, Dave Chappelle's a funny dude, man.
He's like, funny, but he's not.
Yeah, he's definitely funny.
I'm not saying that he's not funny.
Haterade!
No, it's just other people that are more funnier than him.
Haterade!
That's true, Pat. That's true, too.
Hey, come on.
No.
Yeah.
Haterade! Hey, Pooh, I understand what you're saying. Haterade!
Yeah, you know, Eddie Murphy, a lot of top, comedians won this award. Eddie Murphy, Bill Cosby, of course, won.
Bill Cosby?
JJ from Good Times. No, he didn't win. Not JJ.
I was gonna say, how the hell Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby ain't funnier than Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. No, I'm saying these awards for like the it's like the comedy of the year, like.
Okay.
It's called the Mark Twain Prize for America Humor Gallery that was posted.
I am not
a hater.
hater.
Sometimes they ain't no hater, man. She's right about that, man. They should feel funny, man, but he, a lot of dudes more funny than
that. Hater. My shoes have thirsted.
Hater.
It's straight up hating, boy. Oh, come on, man. Y'all, everybody knows Chappelle's a funny dude.
We're not saying that he's not funny. It's just that there are people who are funnier than him.
He's been funny for a long time. That means he should have got that before a lot of other people.
I'm saying congratulations.
And some other people, it's a lot of funny people now, but he's been funny consistently for a long time. So he's definitely in line, or he should definitely be one of the people that get it. Because
some of his stuff is corny.
Yeah, but we know that's...
Yeah, man.
All you gotta do is look at Pepe's face, and you know she's hating because it's like
I'm not hating.
My mouth started to move when she's like, "Ready?" I'm like,
I am not hating. I'm just saying there are other people that should have got that award before him.
I get it, Pepe. He's been around for a long time. I'm like,
of the stuff was like really degrading, certain things that he took, and that's why Farrakhan made him disappear for a minute.
Man, who? With Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question. Who's funnier?
How did Farrakhan make Dave Chappelle disappear?
No, that was Illuminati.
Look who just got on. Oh, Toby Hicks.
Toby, listen, you're going to be prosecuted to the fifth degree of the law.
He ain't trying to be sued either.
Because he right now, he said, let me come on after they talk about power. We know he knew he was listening, but he said, I'm going to wait to come on after they talk about power, so I don't have to be put on the spot again. Brother Toby, you are on the spot. JJ, you better help him out, JJ. JJ, ha, 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 ha. You better help him out. JJ, ha, 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 ha. Camilla Hall. We're going to drag him down the hall.
Camilla, are you ready?
I got a new game for Uni ETV to play.
What?
Now, y'all know we did Family Feud,
right? Yeah.
So we're going to play it right here. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Right? This is it right here. The name of the game is called Two Truths and a Lie. And everybody on the chat box have to guess, is it the truth or is it the lie? Uh-oh. So let's begin with you, Kyle. Yeah. Tell two truths and a lie.
Yeah. Two truths?
Two truths. Yes. And a lie. And we have to guess.
Now, listen, I'm 6'1". My weight is 190, and my shoe size is size 12.
You a liar.
Yeah, but you have to guess which one is the... You have to guess which one is the lie. Chat box. People on the chat box. What is the lie with Khalil? He said he's 6'1".
Yeah.
He weighs 190 pounds.
Yeah.
And his feet size is a size 12.
Right.
What's the lie?
We need to chat. We need to know you in the chat room. Let us know what you think.
The weight. The 190 is the weight, and the shoe could be a possible 12, man.
Okay.
Chat box, what y'all saying?
Yeah, those are good.
So he's 6'1". That's what you're saying. He's 6'1".
Okay, you got that's I got a couple of people saying his weight. That's another Toby said a weight, Alicia said a weight.
All y'all can kiss my ass, okay?
Somebody said your height.
JJ ass whooping in the making, okay?
I'm saying the lie is a size 12.
Oh, that must be size. Okay. It's definitely size 12, yeah.
It don't look like it.
Okay,
that's what it is.
Nah, he can be a size 12.
No, it is.
You're not supposed to tell it. You better keep quiet.
I'm lying about everything.
Okay, so what do we explain?
So what is everybody saying? What's the most? What they saying?
The most they say is weight.
The weight.
It's Super D, like your weight, your height. No, he said your height.
All right, Khalil.
Yo, Super D, man.
He said height.
What's the lie?
Huh?
What's the damn lie.
The water will lie. I can lie if I want to lie.
The game is two truths and a lie.
I thought it was two lies and a truth.
No.
I thought it was a... No, look. Come I thought, look. I thought it was two lies and a truth. I made a mistake then.
What is the lie?
The lie is 6'1", and the lie is the weight.
You can't tell two lies. You, what are you, dyslexic?
No. That's the truth, too. No, let me stop. No, I'm not dyslexic, y'all, please. All right, you know. But anyway, yeah, I told two lies and one truth.
No, that's not how the game goes. And you be the one to mess up the game.
No, but I
because that's the game that we are going to be playing with the chat.
I'm not playing that damn game.
I'm
playing the game the way I want to play the game.
No, you're not going to play the game. My
game is two lies and the truth. Your game is two truths and a lie.
I just want y'all to know. Kaboom, can you see us? Can you see us, Kaboom?
Mute and 10.
Kaboom, look at the new.
9.
Look at the new. Look at the new stun gun.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Look at the new stun gun. Can you see it?
Where you got it at?
It's in my hand.
Your hands is folded.
My hands is not folded.
Well, then I don't know. You ain't moving then.
That's a stun gun.
It's the new stun gun. And it goes on your finger, and it closes like this.
Look, hit the thing, cool. The battery went out already. You got to get a good battery. Oh, shoot.
Damn,
240
volts, man.
240
volts.
Let's try it on Stevie.
Holy shit!
Oh, man.
I'm bald-headed. My hair came out of the pores like Dark King. Help me, Jesus.
Hey, no. All right. So look. I like this game. I kind of like that game pretty good. That's a good game. But I did two lies and then
I know you did.
Okay, then my turn.
All right, two truths and a lie. Go ahead, Stevie.
One, I was born in Harlem. Two, I used to rap with Mercury. Three, I went to Japan 3 times. Which the 2 truths and which one is the lie?
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, that was a good one. I know the answer, but I ain't gonna say it.
You're not supposed to say nothing, idiot.
I don't know, Steve, man. You might have been born in Harlem, man. Mm-hmm. I know you from the Harlem. Mm-hmm. But I would say 2 truths and a lie, man.
Yeah, well, which is it? He said, I would say 2 truths and a lie.
Okay,
What's the lie?
I'm
being born in Harlem.
Okay.
What is the chat saying?
Okay, what's the chat? What y'all saying? I need you to let me repeat the question again. It's a question. They got to answer the question, right?
Yeah, you said I'm
going to
repeat the question.
No,
repeat the answer.
All right, we'll repeat the 2 truths and a lie. Okay. I went to Japan 3 times. I was born in Harlem. Yeah, they used to rap with Mercury.
Oh, God.
I'm changing that, Steve. The Japan 3 times.
Okay.
I'm going to change it to that.
What is the chat box saying?
They said, I see Japan. My sister said Japan.
But to be honest, said Harlem.
Okay.
Yeah, I changed mine to Japan.
Okay. All right, come on, need some more answers. Come on, chat, bro. That's all y'all got.
Oh, but I just don't know. They said about my weight. Y'all think I'm bigger than 190? You creeps.
Hell yeah.
You told us that's the lie.
No, what?
You told us that's the lie. You said the lie.
Yo, got a little
bit. I swear to throw this mixing board at them.
You know you moved the weight and all that, man.
But you said the 190 is a lie. That's what you said. So you can't get mad at the chat box. You said.
I'm still mad at the chat box. Y'all supposed to agree on any goddamn way.
You might be close to 190.
Okay, all right.
Miss Hall, it's on. It's on.
All right, here we go. We got a lot of people saying Harlem, and we got a lot of people saying Japan. Okay. Do y'all want me to expose the answer to me?
Yeah, What?
Let me tell you the two truth. To y'all, I mean, man. All right, do y'all want me to tell you the answer?
Yes, what is the answer?
All right, these are the two truths. Truth is, I was born in Harlem.
Woo! Yeah, that's why I had to change that.
Okay, second truth is, I rap with Mercury.
Yeah.
And the lie is, I've been to Japan 3 times, but it was twice that we went to Japan, not 3 times.
Wow.
Okay, so yep. Japan was the lie that I went there 3 times. I went there twice, not 3 times. So if y'all think I'm born in Staten, I was raised in Staten, I was born in Harlem.
In Harlem, that's right. You're right. I had to change that theme. I definitely had to change the Harlem thing.
All right, Pebble, it's your turn.
All right. I have a bridge in my mouth.
That's true.
Marizano.
I have a bridge in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Stevie said Marizano.
I was gonna say the White Stone Bridge. I was gonna say White Stone Bridge.
Chance!
Yo, man, that's your shit right there. Do that shit again? That's you. Steve got the
taser.
Steve got the bell and she got the taser. What are you gonna do to me?
No.
Look, the taser, she got the taser.
She got the taser.
Oh, shit! Okay, it's good.
Okay, so I have a bridge in my mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a brand new wig.
Ooh. Don't get excited, Warren. Don't get excited. Wig news, wig news. Like, oh, wig alert, wig alert. Yeah.
And I hit the lottery.
Oh. Okay, let's repeat those three again. So
she got a bridge in her mouth.
Right.
She hit lotto.
And I bought a brand new wig.
And bought a brand new wig.
Okay.
So you want to, the truth is, she brought a brand new wig. It's no way to get around it.
Yeah, that's a fact. And they're on sale for
$19.99. They are. I just bought it for $19.99. Yep.
You get the right age, so that's a fact.
But she did hit lotto. She did hit lotto.
Yeah.
For $2, but she hit it for $2, but she did hit lotto.
Huh?
I'm gonna go to the bridge.
What?
The state, like the state lotto.
If she's
lotto.
No, if she's a good liar, she told a lie first. So I'm gonna go with bridge.
State lotto.
Bridge. Let's go. I'm going with the bridge.
I'm going with the bridge.
What the chat box is saying?
Because every time she eats food, she's dropping out of mouth.
You got Clark said lottery. You got Tamila said bridge. You got another lotto. You got bridge. No, you got. Okay. Let me
see. Nah, lotto was the lie.
Okay, Alicia said bridge. So bridge has really got the more.
The only because everybody knows that when she eats, the food is dropping off her mouth. So yeah. We know it's something to do with the bridge. It drops into the water. Okay.
OMG.
So Pebble, which one is the lie?
So let me tell the truth.
Another bridge.
Man, Pebble, everybody talks. You knew something funny. You saw.
Not a lie
with
the lie, man.
Like a bridge.
So the bridge is the lie.
Oh, the bridge is the lie.
And you see how she told a lie first? When I said, you want to tell a lie, you get to tell a lie first. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yo, I hit the lotto a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't be paying attention.
Scratch off and all that, man.
No. I don't fuck with your herd. I just won like $1,000 in the scratch off. So I'm king with the scratch offs. But I hit the lottery numbers. Hello.
She hit.
I'm good with playing the lottery and hitting the lottery. Khalil tell you.
Yeah. She hit
-2 million. I'm playing. Yeah. She hit the lottery.
So the bridge was a lie and the model was true and the weight was true.
Yes.
All right, so kaboom, you go now.
Who?
Yeah, you go now.
Me?
Yeah, two truths and one lie.
I don't know, man. I got no lies in my life, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you short. You got a left foot.
Yo, kaboom, I got it. We're going to get you. I got to take this one, all right?
All right, brother.
Welcome to the Force B Morning Show featuring Dr. Dr. Beverly Thorpe.
I like the way you shake your head. You got to do it the same way.
Is this Toad? Who killed Ghost, man?
I got two lies of the truth.
Give us something.
Give me two truths and a lie.
Give us two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
Hey, Kaboom, we need to have to call back Kaboom with your two truths and a lie, too.
Yeah.
He tried to jump off the phone.
My name is Toby.
Not Kunta, okay.
Yeah, my name is Toby. I know who killed Ghost.
Liar on fire.
That's too easy, Toby.
What Toby said?
He said his name is Toby, and the second one is he don't kill.
Great hair Stevie got up under his arm. That's not two truths and a lie.
That's too easy, Toby.
Yeah. That's how you won't get it from me.
Jimmy Toby's in the house. It's so Toby, so we obviously we know the lies, you know what I mean, gray hair Steve got on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you told two lies in the truth.
I don't got gray hair, man.
Yeah, according to Toby, he said he that was a lie, but Toby, you know, so
yeah, that's a lie.
So the truth is, you know who killed Ghost then?
Yeah, man. You see how it's playing out? They're going to play everybody one by one, beating them up to the club. And you're going to find out after that last person.
Oh, that's how they're doing it. They
yeah.
lead everybody's whole story up to the club. I get it. Oh, right. I get it. I like that. Yeah.
So when you found out who did it, what did you think about it?
I'm a dumbass question. I don't know. It's just a death. It's just an everyday death. I like the way Dre died in that cell room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait till you see how Sack died. Hello.
Who?
Sack. That's the lawyer and the attorney, the district attorney, the dude trying to. Say what goes to jail so bad? What a joke!
Yeah, the ex-CIA agent.
Wait, oh, yeah. the one that got fired for a while, right?
Fired, yeah. Going to jail.
He going to jail.
Yo, oh, you say he said
he's going to die.
Oh, he hopes. This is the Toby we want to do. Hey, Toby, hey man, come on up, man.
You got stop acting like Kunta, man. Get to Toby, man.
That's being linked to. You see how the black dude with the glasses rolled on his boy at the end, right? That's how Sax gonna die.
Woo!
You see the dude at the end, how my boy went back to his cell. Yo, where my boy at?
He's
talking to the detective, got his clothes on.
Okay, but Toby, I'm a little confused. So, Kermit, that's what I call him, Kermit.
He's been snitching all along.
Oh,
wow.
You'll find out.
So yeah, but wait a minute. But he's saying that, you know, he said Tommy won't find out, right? Like, why he so worried about that?
Exactly.
What's that mean?
He's been snitching all along.
Hey, yo, what episode that's Tommy dies in?
Like he's so scary.
What episode Tommy dies in?
Oh, I can't tell you that. You gotta wait for that.
He gave me the answer. Did he get the answer? Hold on. Did he give me the answer I looked for? Did I get the answer I needed?
Yeah,
Pebbly, did I get the answer I needed just now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Toby.
You got the answer.
No.
You know what?
Toby, you're the best. Toby, you're the best. You're the best, Toby. Good.
What's your name?
Toby.
What is your name?
Oh, my God. But I I really would like to know how much did you hit for the lottery, bro, Pat? Like, really?
Oh, no. I got $5,000.
That ain't really hitting a lot of that ain't nothing.
Nigga, did you hit anything yet?
Hell no. I just came back to Atlanta.
That's my whole point.
3 days or 2 nights. I won $3.27 on the penny machine.
Yo, I'm telling you. Listen, I went to Mount Airy. Yo, I was in there like 10 minutes on the big Wheel of Fortune. It was a big machine. It was like, come here. And I'm like, I want to go over there and play. So I like gadgets. And with this Wheel of Fortune, it has a gadget. So I was like, all right, I want to play 5 lines. So I played, no, it was 7 lines and 10 lines. But I forgot how much of the machine it was. And when it says 2 times spin, I was like, oh, okay. So the wheel is spinning, Wheel of Fortune is going to spin 2 times for the Wheel of Fortune. And whatever you hit, you get that money twice. So the first time it said Wheel of Fortune and you hit the wheel, boom, and it starts spinning. So it spin. I was like, oh, this is the penny machine. Okay. It says 500. I was like, how much is 500 pennies? No, it was $500 times 2. That was $1,000. Wow. Guess what? Woo. It get to spin again. I said, oh my God. So I hit it. It says, spin the wheel.
I'm sorry that go back on things, but you know, I got to reiterate on something. I see nobody asking me, is Ghost really dead?
We don't
want to
know the answer.
No. I want to know the answer. Hey, Tobe, how you been, man? I hope everybody's good. And the new year started off right. And I hope everything you know, wish for and pray for comes to pass. Hey, Tobe, who killed Ghost?
No.
Is Ghost dead? Is Ghost dead?
Who killed Ghost? Ghost is dead.
You know what? I think he's dead now because you playing the game now. That's the two.
No. I just wanted to know if you really watched the episode.
No. So listen, look.
I watched the episode.
You saw on the TV screen, it said Mogul Slain. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slain. Okay. Slain means dead.
So that automatically means to y'all that he's dead, right?
But what does it mean to you?
Lord have mercy, Jesus. All right. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to sit back. Y'all, you know what? They were so right. Y'all believe anything y'all see on the TV.
Tell us the answer, Toby.
If you didn't see Toby. The body,
Toby, then he ain't dead.
Shut up. Toby. If you didn't see the body, it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly
what you why you didn't ask me that? Because you went off that thing of Mogul Slain.
No. Listen,
who killed Ghost?
Yeah, but you didn't hear it in the beginning because Kyle was like, is he dead? I was like, I can't tell you that. I'm just telling you what it said on the TV. You got to watch it.
No, but I knew it. So what episode is Ghost coming back on?
Yo.
You know what? I'm done with Kyle Little.
Oh my God!
Damn,
Toe. Get myself dressed for work, man. Messing with you, bro.
Are you going back on the same Toe?
I'm going over to Pebby to work at 12.
And so, but you going on the set? You working on the set?
Yeah, yo, Pebbly, I got a new one for you.
What's up, babe?
You.
Me.
No. Netflix series, 2 seasons. You. That's the name of the show.
Oh.
This dude's a nut. This dude is a nut.
Yeah, he follow you home and all that?
Yeah, the stalker.
My daughter was telling us about that.
Yeah.
Little dude, white guy with white dark hair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he just.
I love him.
Wow. So yo, man, we appreciate you giving us the update on Power, man. Just, you can sign a confidentiality agreement with us up here. We won't tell nothing unless you allow us to tell us. Because we appreciate you at least letting us know that, you know, Tommy's gonna be a rapperoni soon. We just when we get closer, just for y'all that's listening out there, Toby's a part of the cast up here at the station. So
yo, shut up, man. So Toby ain't part of nothing.
Yeah, so
we just be seeing things in the future. You know, like, you know,
damn.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know about St. Patrick's, and thank you for letting us know about Tommy. We appreciate the spirit of that you channeled through Toby. We appreciate it, Lord. We appreciate it. Now hold on, real quick. Hey, real quick. Kitty Hill said she got two troops in the lot. She said, "I'm married, I have two Benzes, and I have four children."
The four children, Kitty. It's the four children. Kitty.
Four children,
Kitty. That's okay. Have a great day, man. Great day, Joe.
Stay blessed, bro.
So, Kitty, we're gonna say the four children. I'm saying the four children. What you say, Pooh?
I'm saying four children too.
What you say, Steve?
I'm gonna say four children.
Yeah,
what's the lie? What's the lie, y'all? So, and see, that's what we're gonna be doing in the chat room. You guys, we're gonna roll a dice and we're gonna find out who wants to go first, right? And once you go first, the chat box is going to be the ones to give the answer.
Okay, so Kitty, give us the answer.
Well, what is the chat box saying? What are they all saying?
The chat box is not chatting. Chat box, where are thou? She said, y'all right. She said, we right. It's the children.
There we go. Okay. Now,
hold one of the Benzes. Let me drive one of them Benzes, boo.
Yeah, that's for her to hug. Cause two Benzes. All right, listen, y'all know that Bad Boy 3 is coming out.
Next week.
So make sure you go.
So are we all gonna go see it? Because you know y'all didn't do no movies with me last week.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely do that.
All have to do that, and we have to be like, yo, we live here, we're gonna go see Bad Boys. That's what we need to be doing.
Right on.
Now y'all go ahead and see without me and see if I don't cuss you out to the fifth power. And just to let everybody know, y'all do remember like last Thursday that Khalil was gonna reveal his feet today.
I don't know.
He said he coming in here Tuesday to reveal his feet. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Woo! He can pull off some. Oh, nice.
What?
Hold up.
No, ain't no what, nothing.
Let me see. Let me put the sock on first. Let me see. Oh, I see that crust.
I show my feet. The feet routine is over. It's over.
Yo, we got to congratulate Ray J. Him and Princess just...
That little boy.
So they got a girl boy now, right?
Yeah.
Girl boy. I think that's probably the way it is. I probably know some people stop at that. We got a girl and a boy. His name is... They welcome a new family member to the world a week ago. Ray J and Princess have revealed their new family of four after she gave birth to their son on December 30th near the Encino, California. 38-year-old rapper admitted that being a father is a limited feeling in the world. As they revealed, the little boy's name is Epic Ray Norwood.
Epic.
That's spelled Epic. Epic spelled E-P-I-K. Okay. Epic. Yeah.
Epic.
Yes.
That's the name you might get punked. Epic, get it. Get it.
Princess posted this for Epic hat.
I like that name.
Wrapped around his shoulders. Yeah. So congratulations to Ray J, man. Ray J is a businessman. You gotta give him
props. Chris Brown had a little child recently too, right?
Yeah, a little boy. I think it's a little boy.
Yeah, look. They call him Dancing Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
That ain't his name, Kelly. It sounded kind of good, Dancing. But we got to wrap it up, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in and locking in.
Real quick, Khalil, before we wrap it up, let me just give the NFL scores because some teams just are not going to be in the Super Bowl this year. Got eliminated this year.
Did the Dolphins get eliminated?
The Dolphins been eliminated.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Boom!
This is what happened. The Vikings. Wait a minute. Let me see. This is very important. Everybody's following these these games here. The Patriots lost. The Patriots will not be entering the Super Bowl this year. Not this year. Okay, the Texans beat the Bills. The Buffalo Bills is out of it. Texans is in it. Titans is in it by beating the Patriots. Patriots are out. Vikings beat the Saints. And the Saints had a great record. Saints is out. Vikings is in. Seahawks beat Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles is out. The Seattle Seahawks are in. And that's this week's round. Second division round will be next week. The Vikings will play the 49ers. Titans will play the Ravens, which is going to be hard. And Texans will play the Chiefs. And the Seahawks will play the Packers. And the week after that, we will see who will be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, there you go. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us the 470 Sports Show featuring Dr. Pepper. We will see you guys next Thursday. We'll talk to you guys. You know, we love you guys, man. Thank you for joining us.
Kaboom!
Your one prediction, man. The Baltimore Ravens is going to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh, I agree. I agree with you.
I agree with you, Warren. Clearly,
really?
It's going to be the Ravens and San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl, man.
So the Patriots ain't doing that good then, huh?
Fuck the Patriots, man.
All right, we're going to end the show right now. The show is good.
They done. Ravens, 49ers in the Super Bowl, man.
So we got the 49ers. We got Raymond. I mean, we got Warren. That's remember this. He said the Ravens, right?
The Ravens and the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers.
Said the Ravens want to win the Super Bowl. All right, yo, Warren, we about to ready. We about to wrap it up, and we get back with y'all Thursday, y'all.
I'm gonna hit you up. Got a little bit.
All right, say no more.
All right, bro.
This has been a UNIE.TV production.